You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
All right, let's dive into some trending report stuff. I do want to welcome you both to National No Socks Day. Did you both wear socks today?
Oh, shoot, I didn't partake.
I can't celebrate that.
I can't
today.
Wear shoes and no socks.
I know. That's
same.
And it's too cold to wear flip-flops. Yeah, I can't.
Too sweaty.
Well, sorry.
Guess we're not going to participate
today.
They
should make that day in the summer. What are they thinking?
Yeah, like, what is that?
Jeez.
I didn't do like any research into this as to why it's no sock day. I just saw the headline. I was like, oh, that's kind of stupid. That's worth mentioning.
Stinky shoe days tomorrow.
Oh, you know what else is stupid? The Nuggets lost last night.
Holy cow.
Pretty nasty. I checked the score at about 1 a.m. last night. I just hopped on my phone for the heck of it because I was up. And I was like, oh, God, that's bad.
There was a point where it was like 126 to 86. And I was like, yo.
No.
I didn't expect the Nuggets. I truly thought it was an ESPN error. I was like, oh.
I know, me too.
I didn't expect the Nuggets to win last night because they did kind of steal one in OKC the other day.
They were CP.
Was not good, though.
They're tired. That's the thing, though. I got up to use the bathroom at like 2, and I was like, I'm not going to look at the score because I don't want to ruin the rest of my sleep. I just kind of knew.
That was bad.
It was really
bad. Let's get up next time, guys.
You know what, guys? We all got to go to work today. It'll be fine. They'll play again. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
I guess we don't have a Pope yet. Still no Pope, right?
Not yet.
We were at the 9 News studios yesterday in their main control room, and they get a national feed. And the guy was joking around because there's one TV that is the national feed, and the camera is just focused on that pipe coming out of the top of that building, waiting for the white smoke. And he was like, this has been the live feed for 11 hours. He's like, I've been sitting here watching this seagull.
The seagull.
Right next to the pipe. This is the live feed.
The world's most famous seagull right there.
Very famous. Like, all his buddies
so
were like,
funny.
Dude, we saw you on TV.
Exactly.
That's what they sound like.
And the guy at 9 was so dry. He's like, this has been the feed for like 11 hours.
Oh, it was so funny.
He's like, it's a pipe.
Life.
Shout out to Arthur.
This is my life. Yeah, just watching this pipe. They say some of the clerics there involved in the process of picking a new pope are watching the movie Conclave for pointers because they've never been a part of this before, it sounds like, which is a movie that came out a few years ago, and it's a book, too. All about picking a new pope. So they're watching a movie on how to do this.
Yeah, everyone's talking about this movie right now. I've never seen it, so it's really interesting to me.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I
want
to.
Was it a couple years ago or is it recent?
It's a 2024 film.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty recent, but everybody keeps bringing it up, so I must watch it.
Stanley Tucci and John Lithgow.
All right, how about local stuff, Katie?
Yeah.
What do we got?
We've got lots of local stuff today, and first off, you get to go vote for your favorite zoo because both the Denver Zoo and the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo are up for best zoo in the country. This is a poll from Newsweek, so it's a pretty big deal.
Is this like every zoo in the country
is? Every zoo. Yes.
So every zoo's up for it?
Every zoo
so it's
has
not
been.
A big deal.
So, no. It
every
is,
zoo's
no,
up
no,
for
no.
it?
No, no, no. So they took all the zoos in the country, and now they have a top 10
okay,
list.
Okay, so it's a top 10?
And,
okay.
And Colorado is representing twice in
nice.
That top 10. So it's a very good look
that
for Colorado.
Is a big deal.
And you can go vote for your favorite zoo. I have the link in our Instagram stories. You only have until 10
right
this
now.
Morning.
Yeah.
Go do it. And you can go find it at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. We also have a CU graduation that is today. They have a special guest commencement speaker, and it's three-time Olympian Emma Coburn. So she's
also. Oh, she's fantastic.
She is, and she's the epitome
is she in badminton?
Of a buff. No. She
Olympian
she's
in what?
I believe she's a swimmer. Why do you have to ask me questions when I'm trying to just
well,
tell
I
my
mean, you,
story,
you say
Jeremy?
She's an Olympian. I got to know what she's an
she's,
Olympian in.
She's track. Three-time track Olympian.
Guess.
So, yeah, she's going to be... she is going to be
cornhole.
Delivering the speech. They're also going to pay homage to superfan Peggy. So that's going to be a pretty big deal.
Who's that?
Buffs fans. Well, she's part of a twin.
Yeah.
Yeah, the twins, the famous CU
They're,
twins.
Well, one of them passed away.
One of them passed away.
She's like over 100 now, I believe. And she has been a CU fan literally since
I've heard about her.
The 1930s.
Didn't she have a water or
she
something?
She did.
Or
yes.
A drink?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, so
really
they're
going
to honor her as well, so it's going to be a pretty big deal later on today out at CU. We also have an update on the Real ID stories, because yesterday that all went into effect where you have to have that star on your driver's license or you can't fly, blah, blah, blah. Well, Colorado's Division of Motor Vehicles, they've been issuing Real ID since 2009, guys.
Ooh,
we have been
really?
On the, yeah, they say 96% of all driver's license and IDs issued in Colorado are Real real ID compliant. And we have one of the highest rates in the country. So I think that's good news. Yeah. For people out there who have been worried about this, I know so many people who have been checking their IDs to see if there's a star.
I've checked it four or five times,
I have
honestly.
Too, just to make sure.
There's the star.
Trying to scratch it off. I was like, nope, it's on there pretty good.
Yeah, well, chances are if you live in Colorado, it's there. They've made it so. But this story is hilarious. This is so funny. So a Colorado man, has filed a lawsuit against the NFL citing emotional distress and trauma. This is after Shedeur Sanders was drafted later than expected in the NFL draft, Jeremy. Yep. The lawsuit claimed the NFL violated the Sherman Antitrust Act by colluding with teams to influence the draft. And here's where this is a silly story.
That actually
carries
some weight. I'm not
going
to lie.
This carries some weight.
The collusion thing actually could be real.
Because people were talking about Shedeur Sanders in a way that I haven't really seen them discuss athletes like that before the draft.
Probably should have been maybe not the number one overall pick, but I mean, leading up to the draft, it was the number one or two overall pick.
At least in the first round. Homie had to wait for day three, right?
And it was day three of the draft.
Fifth round of the draft.
Pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, the fact that so many reports were coming out about Shedeur Sanders, Jer, they were saying that he had a bad attitude.
Well, I wouldn't say he helped his case any. Before the draft even started that Thursday, he dropped a video, like a hype video, of this million-dollar room in their million-dollar mansion where everything was saying legendary. Like, coaches don't like a player that looks uncoachable.
Yeah.
Shedeur gave himself that look where he had been coached by his father his entire life. Everywhere he went, his dad went. Now he's in the NFL, and he's already calling himself legend and never played a snap in the NFL.
Wasn't there also legendary, a report, like, though, that an interview conducted with him was one of the worst they'd ever conducted?
There was the New York Giants, I believe, yeah. Don't quote me on that, basically said it was the worst interview they ever had. They were like, he said, I'm going to meet you on my time. My time is essentially more important than yours as an NFL head coach. Like, all these things. And so, again, we don't know if that's true. That's all alleged. We don't know if that's 100%
fact
or not.
But this is part of that, right? Because
yeah, it didn't look good for him.
That's not okay. They're not supposed to do that. Yeah. So anyway, as silly as
I just voted for the zoo.
Did you? Good.
Who did you vote for? Because I was thinking about that, and I didn't know. I threw up Cheyenne Mountain.
I threw Cheyenne Mountain, too. I really enjoy Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
I do.
No disrespect for the Denver Z.
None
well,
at all.
I might have to go vote for the Denver Z.
Cheyenne's a pretty
zoo.
I
really like Cheyenne.
And it's a very beautiful location.
It is.
I mean, I've never been to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
What?
So, yes,
you're Miss Colorado Springs.
They need to put out a hype video
is
what they need to do.
They need to call it legendary.
Do.
Yeah.
We need some hype videos. But how about hype in this? A 135-year-old establishment. It's the Lumber Baron Inn. So it's so old, and it's for sale for $3.2 million right now. And it could be haunted.
It's an inn? Like a...
Yeah. So it's called the Lumber Baron Inn, but at times it was just a house. It's been turned into apartments. It's served as many different things throughout the years because it's been around, again, since the 1890s. So it's been up there for quite some time. But again, yeah, they say it's haunted. And the current owners, Joel and Elaine, they say that there used to be invisible whispers, laughter, and footsteps that you could hear around the mansion.
Invisible whispers. I know. Sounds like an 80s band. Whispers. It's like an 80s band, right?
Like Careless
Whispers. Invisible whispers with Flocka's Seagulls tonight at the Bluebird.
Where is this again?
So it's at Northwest Denver. So it's off 37th Avenue.
Cool looking
the
house.
The Lumber Baron Inn. And the
pretty
story
haunted.
Behind it, it is, well, they say back in the 1800s when it was apartment buildings that two young women were murdered there. And that's what is haunting it right now.
Why would
now,
they just stay there, so. Though? Why would they just stay in the house that they're like?
I don't think they have a
choice. Yeah, you'd
want to
get out. You're like, I was murdered here.
If
I don't want to hang out here.
I'd be
like,
I'm going away. Yeah. You're a ghost. You can go literally anywhere.
Oh, no. There
literally
are ghost,
anywhere.
No. There are ghost boundaries. You can't leave
the
place
they
that you
walls,
were
but
killed.
They can't leave the
have
area.
Have you not seen the show Ghosts?
No, unless because I'm a normal human being.
Unless you're a traveler ghost, you can't leave the boundaries of the ghost. Well,
how do you become
space?
A traveler ghost?
Oh, it's just one of the special powers you have. You don't get to pick. You either are or aren't.
What are the other special powers?
Sometimes when people step through you, they can smell something funny. Another girl, when people step through her, she gets them high. There's all
it's
kinds
like standing
of
next to our engineer here.
Exactly.
You smell something funny. He must be a ghost.
Exactly. Exactly. You never know. Gosh.
I'm looking at
you
the house.
It smells like gas station hot dogs and Red Bull.
That's kind of factual.
I'm
not even joking.
Nicest guy ever.
Good
but
guy.
The Red
I
Bull
love
thing.
It. But gas station hot dogs. It's Monster and Monster.
It's a lot of Monster.
A lot of Monster.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more to wrap it up because this is amazing. Waterworld has just been named the second best water park in the country.
Well, how about that?
There's so much water there.
Splash-tastic.
We're number two. Yay. And it's a jump from seventh place back in 2024. So a good
dunkaroo.
And we have a special connection to Waterworld, don't we?
We do.
Okay. I don't know. I just figured we did. But don't we? No?
Like how?
We just love them. I don't know. I just thought we did. I just thought
me for
we did.
Like
okay.
The water world.
Not currently. I don't think we have in the past.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if we
I
did or not.
I don't know if we do currently.
But one of the reasons.
I would love to be in bed with them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I want some tickets
to
give away.
So this story is from USA Today, and they said the thing that they caught their attention the most about Waterworld is they have that voyage to the center of the Earth slide.
Yeah.
And it lasts for 5 minutes, which apparently is a really big deal
that's
in the water
really
park
long
community.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could last 5 minutes. Oh,
so does Knick Knack. One of the longest water slides of its kind, actually, in Waterworld, which will open for the season May 24.
We splash-tastic.
Yay. Do you want to know what the number one water park is?
No.
Just, no? Okay.
No, because we're number two. It's not relevant
See,
to us.
I had
matter.
That ready,
it doesn't
but you
matter.
Didn't want to
know. I don't
want to
know. In my heart, Waterworld's number one. Yeah. It's iconic. It's been here forever.
Number two in the world, one in our hearts.
Okay.
I'd pee in those pools all day long.
Heck
the
yeah.
And you have.
Watch out. It turns blue, though. It turns blue around you.
That's the way I do it. It's
you
really
have
pretty.
Too, apparently.
It's really pretty.
That's allegedly, Katie.
Oh, my God. There you go. Okay. There's your very awkward trending report this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.